News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, after thousands turned into Glastonbury on the BBC this weekend, RT have confirmed they won't be broadcasting any performances from Electric Picnic in August. They haven't done so since 2017. Joining us to discuss this is Jackie Conboy, co-founder of Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland. Jackie, what did you make of RT's announcement?
Look, it's actually frustrating. You know, really is frustrating because, you know, Irish acts, we need exposure, and Electric Picnic, you know, would be one of the, it's the biggest festival, Irish festival in the country. And to think that our own broadcaster, who have been state funded over 700 million, will not send some cameras down there and actually record some of the emerging Irish acts, you know, to give them exposure and that. It is crazy stuff. I don't understand what's going on.
They said it was an editorial decision.
Yes.
It was based on resources and whether TV coverage of the event could return in the future. Are you buying that line?
No. Like, again, we hear so much about supporting Irish culture and that. So why aren't we seeing it on the screen? I mean, when you look at Electric Picnic showcase some of our best talent, and without TV coverage, you know, they're being silenced in their own country. I don't get it. I mean, surely they can review this and they can look at it and say, right, why not, you know, do a couple of the stages?
Yeah.
And that. And
do you think there'll be an audience for it?
Of course there would, because look, you're looking at about 80,000. But how many thousand there that wouldn't be able to afford to get to it are due to jobs or you know, certain...
Or my vintage and would prefer to sit in the couch watching it.
Well, yeah, I mean, would you not sit down and watch some of the...
I would.
Yeah, there you go. And like, why can't they see that? I don't get it. It's, and you know something else? It's a time stamp. As well, if you look on it, you know, that you can look back and say, in 2025, these were the acts. Now, some of these acts could be international then, due okay. to the fact of appearing on
now,
Electric
look,
yeah, Picnic.
Look, I have my own bugbear with RT and their lack of coverage of League of Ireland over the years. So they yes. would say it's about priorities. Are you saying they've got the priorities wrong?
Yes, definitely got it wrong. And again, surely, you know, where people are kind of saying, no, they're not going to pay their TV license or this, that, or the other. You know, why don't they give back something to the Irish people, to the Irish music industry? You know, promote Irish culture. So they have an amazing opportunity to do that, and they're failing to do it.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, thank you indeed for that. Really interesting. Jackie Conboy there, co-founder of Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland. What do you think you'd like to see?
I absolutely would. I watched quite a lot of Glastonbury, some of which was utter... utter
oh,
drivel.
A lot of muck.
But nonetheless, I liked seeing like Neil Young. Yeah. I liked seeing various things. And look at the lineup: Chapel Roan, Hozier, Sam Fender, Kings of Leon, Fatboy Slim, Becky Hill. These are huge names and they're playing Ireland. I think loads of people would tune in. I absolutely do. And they
kneecap.
Would then... Kneecap. But I don't know if Kneecap are playing. But they would also...
They are, aren't they?
Are they? I'm not sure that they are. But they would also stay, I think, there for the smaller bands, the Irish bands, because it would become a festival weekend. And proportionally, 200,000 people out of a population of about 60 million go to Glastonbury. 70,000 people out of a population of 6-odd million here go to EP.
Yeah.
It's a much bigger festival proportionally.
Kneecap joined the EP bill a couple of days ago. That would cause a bit of nervousness in RT, I imagine.
Well, they could do the BBC fudge and not play them live.
Oh,
they
can't
could
do
it.
That. Jesus.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, listener says everyone in the country was watching Glastonbury last weekend, flicking between BBC and RTE for the gaff. Now keep them coming in. 087. Let us know what you think of it. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.